Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. I'm so sorry, y'all.
Happy birthday.
It's horrible.
To you.
What?
Happy birthday, dear.
What's your name again?
Anyway, happy birthday to what's your name?
That almost made me spit out my iced tea. Thank you.
I forget your name.
What's your name
again?
It's
someone's birthday, y'all. And it was also Lindsay's birthday. But that birthday song was even sadder than the one I just did.
I just wrote, this is the saddest birthday song ever.
It's this one's birthday today. We're recording it.
It is. I'm already too full because Aunt Peggy came over earlier and she made a chocolate cake. But y'all know, Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla don't talk anymore. So they just call each other the bitch. And so,
really?
Oh, yes. And my Aunt Darla shows up for dinner, and she comes, and she made a chocolate cake. And so I immediately ran in the kitchen and hid Aunt Peggy's chocolate cake. And now I'm going to have to eat so much fucking cake, I'm going to shit myself.
Sounds like a good problem to have.
And it's all chocolate, so it's going to make my acid reflux go crazy. Maybe so I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Maybe you could freeze it.
I'm just trying to be hashtag grateful for the love.
Or you could just throw one away. I don't know whose that would be.
No, you have to sit down in front of them and eat the cake and them see you eat. Could your mother give you a cake and not watch you eat it?
No, but she would understand if I had reflux. Actually, she probably wouldn't. I need to take a bite. You know what? My mom's not a huge sweet person. She'd be like, I don't care. But
if your mother made you a meal for your birthday,
and if you
didn't eat a sufficient amount of it, what would she say?
That's never been
you can't take a bite.
I take a bite, but that's never been a big thing in my house.
Oh, my family. That's why half my, more than half my family, they're all super fat because they all have food issues.
I mean,
because they grew up poor and they didn't eat.
When they eat,
that's love.
I was given food issues by my parents, but
not those.
But for completely different reasons.
Okay.
I think I grew up in a house where we got our favorite food maybe until we were like 12 or 13. And then we might get my mom might buy a pie at the grocery store. Birthdays were never a huge deal. It's just like, I don't know. I was loved, but we just never made a big deal out of it.
I'm just letting you get there that your parents didn't love you. No, I'm kidding.
What are you going to do for your birthday? God, my voice is so gross and raspy.
You know, usually I like to make a little rhyme for my birthday. 41, let's have fun. Just hit like that. 42 is not about you because...
Oh!
It's not about me, my birthday. It's about my dad. It's about being here. Honestly.
But can you celebrate it a little bit? Can you celebrate just gratitude? Maybe instead of making it about yourself? Tonight.
No, I'm saying it's not about me. It's about my dad. It's about being here for my dad.
I see.
And like being with my family. That's what I was saying. Yeah. So, but honestly, I've had cubicle warrior shit all day. I've been working the entire day for like 9 hours. So.
Well, that's terrible. I hope you have a drink.
Maybe, but it'll probably make my acid reflux go crappy and then I can't sleep. So.
Maybe,
and
how about maybe just sit in a cold room with a
y'all give me the love. I'm not doing well today, I'll be honest. I'm glad my boyfriend's here, but it's also just y'all, my dad's not doing well, so he could be dying next week if this last cancer treatment does not work. We're going to see. But so in that, I have, because I was in Houston and then we had to rush back, and now I'm here trying to get work done with you and do this, and then everybody's afraid my dad's going to die. So there literally have been so many people, and everyone now has gotten vaccinated in Oklahoma.
Oh my God.
So there's been like 20 people at my dad's house today coming in and out while I'm trying to work and get shit done. It's just a lot. It's a lot.
You need an emotional support dog.
I need your birthday present that you got me, because I got it today via email. Amazon sent me an email. So I appreciated it.
Good.
What is it? It's the basics of like meditation or how to fuck a Tibetan monk. Is that what it was?
Yes. And I got it because it had basic in the name. Like you. There's another part of it coming tomorrow. They told me they wanted to deliver it. They couldn't deliver it in 2 days because something about a rural route that they had to pass live chickens.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh yeah. Uh-huh. they have to call Albert at Al Sweeney, and they've got to make sure that, you know, he's got the bridge up. And if he doesn't have his bridge up, then the UPS can't get by.
It was supposed to come today, but I got an email saying due to this being in a less traveled area. It was basically like saying you live in butt fucking Egypt.
We do. We do.
So do I, though. I get those messages all the time when I send stuff to my parents.
Yeah. So anyway, I say that to everybody.
Send him some love.
Well, but I say all that to say I'm very happy to do this. And this is like, I am having the gratitude. This is the first time I've been with my mom and my dad on my birthday in probably 20 years. So I haven't been with them in a long time. So
they're not together, y'all.
They're not together. But also I'm not ever here on my birthday. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely, I'm definitely grateful for, you know, being with them and everything. So how are you?
I'm pretty good. Am I supposed to complain after you've talked about your father's cancer?
Well, it's a fake cancer. It's not real.
It's true.
And y'all don't freak out. We still have we've got it kind of like a Hail Mary. He's going to go in the hospital for a week or two. We'll see. So
that's been our life for the last 6 months. We'll see.
You know, it really is. You can't make plans. So Shout out to Kim and Kyle, who I didn't think I was going to be able to do our show this coming week, and they were offering to step up and help you, but I think I'm going to be able to do it now.
I'm going to take a rain check. I'm going to tell them I'll take a rain check on that.
You know, they can say that for, oh God, the pattern just told me to begin again. And
no, we're not. We're not.
Fuck you, pattern. I'm doing a podcast.
We're not dealing with that right now.
I will say, though, even with all the shit day that I had, sitting down to watch Summer House for 45 minutes and seeing how pathetic Lindsay's life is somewhat made me feel better.
Okay.
Bless
so
her heart.
Should we just jump in? Do we have any announcements?
Y'all just follow our things. I don't know. I think we have Review at Palooza. We talked about that a lot. So make sure to leave a 5-star review and you get to celebrate Supercast. And then, y'all, if you haven't listened to Merry Millions, we've got a new theme song.
Merry Millions.
When are we supposed to do our Bicurious Again episode?
Next week.
Okay. My dad will be in the hospital that
no
week.
No way.
So I think we were supposed to do it that
week.
Yeah.
Maybe it was this week.
I don't know. I think it's next week. We can do it next week.
Hey, y'all, you're going to get one a month. I don't know when it is.
Yeah, you're going to be you might get the YouTube live from me in a fucking like hospital waiting room.
I think we said we were going to do, you know what? Let me not announce it because I need to. I think I know what it is and it's good, but I don't know.
Someone said, I thought you're going to do House of Ho. Y'all.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
They just had some shit go down. I don't know if,
I said this I replied to someone on Patreon about this who asked us, and I was all ready to do it until you guys, you know, you heard about Texas. They're in Houston. And Dr. Nate, who's Judy's boyfriend, he had a really terrible family tragedy. And so kind of unspeakable, really, like his kids passed and his mother or maybe his grandmother. In a fire. So it doesn't really lend us to talking about it.
It just, I know they filmed that, as Rodney says, the past is a past.
The past is the past.
And they filmed that show in the past, but it just doesn't feel right for us to watch a show
right.
And make fun of a family right now.
Well, even if we wouldn't make fun of them, to make light of what they might be going through.
So we're going to wait. I don't think the show's going anywhere, so we'll do it.
They might have a second season.
Bling Empire's having a second season.
I know. Brandon, the producer, just posted about it.
Yeah, Kevin Kreider is all over that shit posting about it. God, I would like to suck his balls. He is so hot.
And Selling Sunset's coming back, y'all. Your favorite and mine.
I admit that show is pretty good.
It's so
trash.
Good. It's absolute shiny, gross garbage.
It's pretty good. We're definitely going to do a Bicurious of it for sure.
With aspiring drag queen, Christine Quinn.
That's true.
And that monster Davina.
Yes.
And poor down on her luck. I always say Trishelle, but it's Chriselle.
It's the same. It's a horrible name, whatever it is.
Chriselle, who just can't sell that house in the valley.
She just can't. No one wants to go to Van Nuys to buy that house.
It actually wasn't on a bet. I think she finally did sell it, but boy.
There's nothing wrong with Van Nuys. We fucked a lot of guys in Van Nuys.
Oh, they all come from there.
Swing low that dick. I just got hot, too. You just took your sweater off.
I'm in between.
Oh, God.
It's actually, it rained again here, and it was cold.
We're supposed to have tornadoes, so.
You know, it gives a shit. So let's jump into the show.
Oh, you know what I have to say? I do. I want to end on a pod. Something, no, because I feel like I bitched something I am excited about. Y'all, the theaters have been closed in Los Angeles. So tomorrow, I rented the whole theater out, and I'm taking like 10 or 15 members of my family, because you can take up to 20 people. And that have all been around my dad. And so everything's being safe. And we're going to go and we're going to see Wonder Woman 1984. And I'm going to get to watch it in theater. And my dad's going to get to eat popcorn. He was at the hospital. We're at the hospital in Houston this week. And they said, well, we could check you in now. My dad said, nuh-uh, we can't. It's my son's birthday. We got to go see Wonder Woman.
We got to go see.
And the doctor looked at him like he was fucking crazy.
And the doctor said, oh, gay, right. Yeah, got it.
He just went, just get everything in order. Sure. Okay. So anyway, that is going to be, I almost wish you were here to see my excitement for it and for you to have to put up with it. But instead,
I'm kind of that.
Instead, I have that karaoke mic that the Sissy Squad mod group gave to us, and it's going to be everything I've ever wanted to annoy you.
I hate that thing. I almost threw it away this weekend.
Don't you lose it in that move. Don't you lose it in that move while I'm
maybe
gone.
Maybe in a box that I never find.
Oh, goodness. All right. So sorry. I just wanted to say that. Now we can go on with the show.
When you run out of theater, do they give you the snacks for free?
No, you still buy them.
That sounds absurd.
Well, they... You still have, you know, well, theaters don't have a lot of money right now. So I think,
you know what? You're right.
I don't think they can give a lot of things away for free.
Fine. You should just bring your own snacks.
It wasn't bad. It was $240 to rent the whole theater.
You know, and for $20 a ticket, I guess you have to pay for their tickets too.
No, that includes the 20 people.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah, so and everybody's like, hey, I'll give you $10. Like, and so... I tell them you don't have to, and they're like, no, I will. So it's great.
Okay. Well, y'all, that'll be fun.
You want to get out with your family, you want to do something that feels safe, maybe you have like 8 or 10 people you quarantine with, go to a movie.
That's a great idea. Well, now people are getting vaccinated more and more.
And they're showing older movies too. This is through at AMC, but you don't have to do just present movies. You can see, they have like 20 different movies you can see.
I think it also depends on where you are and how open the state is. I don't think
you can do this in Los Angeles.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But I think you can do it in other parts of California.
I think they said gyms might be open in the next 2 weeks here.
It's going to start coming, yeah.
I'm actually not really ready for it. I'm still having huge anxiety about it. But, you know, I get it.
I am too, like... Because somebody said, well, you've had the vaccine. You could just go to a regular theater because it's open here. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. Thank you. Let's do this. I want to get done with these people and move on to Hot Carl. When can he come back and be in the house?
He is back at the end of the episode.
It is. I also, I'm excited more to talk about the end. But so let's jump in.
This episode is called, is this episode 6?
Oh, episode 5. Or no, season 5, episode 6.
Yeah. PowerPointless.
PowerPointless. Tell me if you didn't. I mean, if I'd say, I almost said power. I just got this title, PowerPointless. That's a good one. Even a blind pig finds an acorn on this one.
But it's kind of not good. I don't know. Also, they should have, did they make it with a, you know what? I'm not even going to go into grammar here. I'm going to move on.
So, y'all, this is the night after. This is after Steven and Lindsay just had the big fight for, admittedly, Lindsay's horrible, horrible birthday.
Yeah.
Took 10 minutes to get together, put birthday dinner.
I still have a problem with her. This is not when you do it. You have a discussion about it that isn't heated.
It's not very Southern what she did.
Yeah.
It wasn't very, I agree. It is, where's the gratitude in this? Because my mother told me if somebody comes to our house and they give you a rusty tin can as a gift, you say thank you
and
very
you
much.
Act and like it is the greatest gift in the world.
And you accept that gift because you have no idea of where they're coming from and giving.
Right. And like, it is a kind of a thing that maybe it wasn't that, but maybe have a conversation after maybe the conversation about their relationship after would have been even better. Maybe that's what could have been better if she hadn't complained about the dinner.
Yes. Yeah. I think because it wasn't thoughtless.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't up to par, but it wasn't. It's like what Lindsay said, and I
guess he doesn't know her at all. He doesn't know her.
He doesn't know her, and the things she said, the things he does stuff, it's almost like it's elementary school, and he wants a pat on the back for coloring in the lines. And so I kind of think I agree with that, what he did, but it wasn't thoughtless.
I think that's the way he processes the world, though. I mean,
well, we're going to talk about the way he processes. So he left. Lindsay is crying to Danny. Kyle is crying, and I don't understand why Kyle is crying.
I think
to
he's
Amanda
just very emotional in general. Remember that Carl had left. His brother had died.
That was all in one day. 4 weeks ago that Carl died, or Carl's brother died.
Yeah.
4 weeks ago.
I don't now remember. I think there are 15 episodes in the season. I'm not sure.
I think this was a mid-season because, yeah.
Maybe there are fewer. I don't know. But they're picking and choosing which days to cover, obviously.
Yes.
So there must have been a lot of days when nothing happened. Nothing. Like the real world.
It was a lot of, again, of Danny talking about overhead and priority.
I felt my body wither towards death during those. And when Kyle is on the phone, God, I hate that.
I get it. You can't find lover boy. I don't care.
What makes them think that that's interesting? Is it almost voyeuristic to look into their life?
Maybe they're trying to make it relatable. I think
it ain't.
It's not. And so so Kyle does say that some things that with Lindsay and Steven, they, first of all, she's not on any birth control.
Right.
And they are, what is it called? Shoot and scoot?
Shoot and spray. Or
shoot
no,
and spray.
Was it shoot and spray? No, spray and pray and spray.
Spray and stay. Pray and spray.
Or spray and pray.
Clearly, we don't have sex with women and worry about getting pregnant. What's it called?
They used to call
shake
me
and bake?
Pray and spray.
They did.
There goes old pray and spray.
Shoot and poot. That's what I thought it was. And also Kyle brings up, we forget, y'all, they've only been dating a year.
And honestly, I mean, a year isn't not too short to be engaged, but not for someone like Lindsay.
Honestly, more not for someone like Steven. I think Steven's a bit emotionally immature.
And I think that they've broken up a couple times before.
Yeah, I don't think it was like a great year.
I wrote down, is Sierra somewhere in that pile of pillows in her bed?
I wrote her room is tragic. It is so,
it reminds me of when you wouldn't have time to do your laundry and you would just throw your laundry on your bed and you'd just sleep on your bed with your laundry.
I try to be a pretty clean person, but I hate putting up laundry. And sometimes I would do my laundry, I would put it up and I wouldn't have time. And
no,
I would
you just
for like,
throw it on your bed.
I'd throw it on my bed and for like on one side of my bed because I slept alone. And then for like 3 or 4 days, I would just sleep on that side of the bed.
That's what it reminded me of. And I was like, is she under there? Is she just under a couple blankets? Is that a leg? And then I realized she was over in the side. But
she was over in the side.
The fact that I was like, is there a person under that pile of coat hangers, clothing, used paper plates, tin cans. She also eats in her bed, which is not something I like to do. But
I do not eat in my bed.
Yeah.
Even when Hannah was eating that bar in her bed, I went, no.
I don't know what that is.
Y'all, I don't feel like you should eat in your bed.
I understand the idea of people having breakfast in bed. You know, you give your mom that on Mother's Day or whatever. Your bed is where you read, you watch TV, you fuck, you sleep.
I mean, I don't even eat Cheez-Its or crackers in my bed.
Nope.
For some people they do.
I don't know. It's not for me. I'm not actually coming for you. I'm just saying not for me. So
it's a line out of my book. I used to say that all the time. I'd say, I'm just saying.
And it's so passive aggressive. So now, and the next person we have, the lonesome cowboy, Luke, he is just singing in his room. And it's like,
Been a long week, carefree tonight. I have to tell everybody, I know we heard a little bit.
Oh, we have the whole song.
We have the whole song here. This is a Reality Gaze exclusive. The whole thing is here. You know, I feel like, do we have any background music? Do we have
some guitar?
I
been a long week tonight. I'm carefree tonight. Got my shirt and tie. Sitting on the floor, wondering when my baby's gonna come see me. Don't know if I'm drunk tonight. My underwear kind of smells. Maybe I need to wash it now. I'm just a cowboy. Don't know that cowboys live in a house like this. But I'm feeling lonely tonight. I'm feeling like I need a woman tonight. Maybe I'll go jerk my dick. Those condoms really miss me. And good night. It was so terrible.
Oh, I just dropped the mic. I'm okay.
No, and before you screamed into your microphone and deafened all of us.
It's true.
It was a terrible. He should never write songs.
He should never write
songs. And I tell people all the time, you should never write songs.
You do. Actually,
but,
you do.
But honestly, he really, really should never write songs.
No, never. Never.
So basically, Hannah and Amanda make up Quasi. And because she says Hannah, or I think Amanda goes to Hannah, because you know, okay. Hannah's not girl apologize first.
It was basically like, Hannah, I'm sorry I threw the jello shot to you. Or no, I'm sorry I threw the...
I'm sorry I threw a margarita at you.
Margarita at you. Something. She's like, and I'm sorry that I told you that you are a horrible piece of shit human and I would never be the friend with you again. That's the same thing.
And you know what? They're fine now. I love it.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
I think the problem with Amanda, and I could see this with part of myself, I think Amanda, and I think this is one reason why Kyle gets upset, Amanda doesn't, she would rather not fight for her point of view. She would rather just give in and just make peace.
She'd rather make peace. Yep.
And there's something to say for that. Because I think Kyle's and Hannah are the opposite of that in a problematic way.
Right.
They always want to feel vindicated. Like, again, yep. Like our friend Brene Brown says, they want to be right.
Right.
They don't want to get it right.
And I think, too, they like confrontation. And Amanda, confrontation is the worst thing.
It's the worst thing for her.
It may have been like in her family or something that was what they did. So she, in my family, that's my brother. My brother does not want to have confrontation.
Yeah.
Yep. In my family, it's me and the rest of my family who want to fight.
Yeah.
We're all fighters except for my brother, who's just like, okay.
Poor brother Poodle.
Brother Poodle,
could you do the sermon today?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Brother Poodle, could you lead that choir again?
Yes. You know, I'm filled with the spirit today. I've got
my
flat front khakis on.
You do. I love that sweater vest, Brother Poodle.
Do you see this? My friend gave it to me. It is a brooch in the shape of a cross.
Oh, how godly, Brother Poodle. I appreciate that. That's wonderful. By the way, Brother Poodle, please stop watching the men's basketball practice. It's making them uncomfortable.
I'm just a huge basketball fan. You know me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. We just want to make sure we weren't sinning with our eyes.
Don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I noticed that you're always in the bathroom checking out the younger minister's shoes.
Oh yes, definitely. You know, I love a pair of Florsheims. They're my favorite. They're my favorite, brother.
Oh so God, we need to move on.
Here comes Ari, let's go. When we go down to the river. All right, there we go.
We gotta move on.
If you want to do a fake gospel song, just talk about the river. And it will work.
Down to the river, I'm going to baptize you in the river. Down to the river, going to get her spirits clean. Down to the river, got to clap on one and three. Down to the river to pray God, praise God, praise his lovely blood.
Oh, yes, river and blood.
You got to say something about blood in there.
Because the river becomes a river of blood.
And my soul or something like that.
It gets freaky. Okay, so anyway, so she clears the air, and then Lindsay finally kind of emerges from talking to Danny, and they're like, let's go drink, let's go have fun. And Lindsay comes up, and Kyle's like, I'm so sorry.
So sorry. And then you realize she doesn't know that he's left.
And that's when all of us collectively mouth dropped.
You see the reaction on her face. And there's a couple of stages to this, y'all.
Oh, yeah,
there is. The first is absolute horror that you can only see in her eyes.
Uh-huh.
And then there is mortification when she realizes how people think about her.
Yeah.
And then there's a flash of anger where she would murder him now.
If she had lasers that came out of her eyes, everyone would be dead in that house.
And then it goes to, I'll show him, I won't care. And she puts on her, like, Lindsay PR shield or whatever she does. And y'all, that happens in exactly 1 second.
If that. It's kind of incredible how she makes that and processes that. And basically, Lindsay is kind of like, look, you know I have abandonment issues because my mom left me when I was two.
Right, because her mom left her. So
she's like, so you just get up and fucking leave?
You could not do a worse thing to Lindsay.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Woo. After all this happens, you hear from the birthday, the kitchen, happy birthday to you.
And it's just Jello shots. Hannah's just looking for some like bologna in the fridge. Like no one's not even really there. And she's like, you guys.
And I was like, holy tone change. And
it made me feel better about my father's cancer birthday. Really.
It was so cringe, y'all. They should have just included a few cyanide pills on the plate.
Oh yes.
Because it was the saddest birthday, happy birthday ever. And it was just shots of Fireball. That I'm not sad about. The fact that there was no cake, that's a little ridiculous.
It's a little ridiculous. And they start saying, everybody keeps saying, and you know when everybody keeps saying, let's have fun. And I'm fine with the word fun. Actually, Ina Garten talks about she tries to do things that are fun, but it's in a different way. Because here's the deal. When you're at a party with adults and you're in your like, when you're an adult and everybody just says, let's have fun, that means those people are going to have so much pressure to have fun.
Right.
It's going to be not fun. It's going to be not fun.
I think you've nailed why the show feels so uncomfortable to me this season. And why it's such a drudge, because they're all trying to have fun all the time when they're not working. And it's almost like, let's put on something for the cameras.
Let's put on a show. Yeah. And whereas before we got them working.
Blowing off steam.
Yeah.
This is something that would only happen this year, you guys. And that's why we said this last week about Carl's brother passing and the format of that show and how it was just weird. And also, I didn't tell you this, but I don't know if you got any messages about this. I had at least three talking about.
I have four or five. Actually.
Yeah. About how they're like, thank you for talking about that and how, and what your conversations about addiction and also our conversations. What else was it we talked about?
And we have to give credit. We said that episode was weird, but we have to give credit to that episode.
It
made us have that conversation. But a lot of people thought about their own lives with addiction.
Yeah.
He didn't die from suicide, but it was similar kind of shock of loss. So I had some messages about that.
But other people were talking about how, wow, just to talk about it and then to have it felt like a really irresponsibly put together show. So
People felt Lindsay shouldn't have had her birthday at all.
No, we weren't the only reason. We weren't the only ones who thought that.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to wrap my brain around it. Why I was said this is I don't know if these people and the format of this show can handle COVID. It's like, it's such an oppressive thing. And I think that's why it's such a drudgery, because season three and season four were so much fun to watch.
It's hard really for many shows to handle COVID because none of us it's a year now. We're all sick of And literally, it has been a year. I remember my sister-in-law called me on March 11th because, you know, y'all, she works for the Department of Health. And she said, what are you doing for your birthday? I said, well, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to do this. And she said, you're not going to do any of that because you don't know this, but everything's about to shut down. You need to stay home. And I went, what? So, but even talking about that, nobody wants to hear that anymore. We get it.
Right.
People are doing all these like a year remembering since, and they're telling the stories of when COVID happened. And I was like, this just happened. I don't need to hear like you recounting this with the underplay of music for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
I'm bored talking about it.
Anyway, basically we get a little bit from
take me down to the river and I'll pray.
Gonna celebrate with my grandmother in the afterlife. Gonna love my grandmother. Gonna see her in heaven again because they've died Jesus blood. We're going to talk about her grandfather, and we're going to play together.
Ever.
Ain't no Jews in heaven. Wait.
hello?
That's something they leave out of the songs.
It's something they say is, all the time.
Is, and you're telling like, you, is telling you who's in heaven. Who's not.
I didn't come from that, but you have been around churches where people do that a lot.
Oh yeah. Heaven's like Studio 54. It's really hard to get in. And evangelical.
I didn't know that. I thought everybody
evangelical churches. There's only like even some denominations don't get in. Sometimes
Catholics
just
don't for sure.
Just Baptists get into heaven.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Even if you haven't been told about Jesus, you don't get in either. So you better have been lucky enough.
I know you need money, Brother Poodle. Have you been playing at that Episcopal church? Because you know what they say about them. I just want you to walk the streets of gold, Brother Poodle.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting when they would talk about walking the streets of gold. I'm like, I thought money didn't matter in heaven.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah. Anyway, so Stephen is still sending Lindsay flowers. And they are apparently, this is when the timeline got a little weird because they kept saying this day, this day, this day.
Yeah,
I didn't know if they were flash forwarding, but apparently.
I feel like they did.
They're talking.
He's sending her flowers, even though he deleted his Instagram post. It shows, yeah, you're right. It showed them talking a lot. And I'm like, are they talking a lot in 2 days? Because it showed different days. It felt like it was like 4 or 5 days. So, but they're. Let's just go ahead and finish talking about Lindsay and Steven, if that's okay. Because that's what kind of the name of the show is basically, finally, Lindsay, like, of course, Lindsay gives him...
She wants another grand gesture.
I think Steven and Lindsay probably are in a mother-son dynamic rather than
totally. A partner. That's what it is.
And she gives him homework. And so he ends up doing, y'all, he ends up doing a fucking 8-page PowerPoint about what a relationship is.
This is exactly what you can't do if you're going to, because, you know, a PowerPoint is so one-sided. Because, you know, she's like, great, I'll review this. Because you're trying, and he's in marketing, so he's trying to kind of like fix his relationship like you would fix a problem client.
Work. It's not.
Y'all, there was fucking clip art. On this PowerPoint.
There was clip art on the PowerPoint. And Lindsay, this is the problem. Lindsay says, you know, this is the way his brain thinks, and I just have to accept that. And I get that somehow this is how people think. But it's also, and I think this is what Danny is trying to say, but if this is who he is and how he thinks,
right,
that's not the right person for you to be. Like, if somebody else wants to, it's not, I actually don't think Steven's a bad guy. I think he's a totally fine guy. And I think that's great if he thinks them that way. I'm just saying for Danny, that's the worst for Lindsay. That's the worst possible person for her to be with.
Well, he's never going to be access himself super emotionally. He's always going to do something because he should do it.
And Lindsay needs someone actually who can access emotional because actually she is a very emotional, but she's also that. Is that type A making power? She's the planner and the scheduler, and she actually needs someone that's a little more emotional and a little bit more of like a loose cannon and kind of relaxed.
She needs someone with a lot of money and a lot of time to spend with her.
Yep. She needs to be adored.
Yeah. And she needs an older guy. I don't know if she might be able to get over her age thing, but
an older guy doesn't want to have babies. That's what she thinks in her head.
Yeah, you're right. So I just kind of left. I'll review this. I'll get back to you.
We're just kind of left with, we don't know what's happening. They're talking, and that's where we are.
And you, I don't know if you saw some of the PowerPoint stuff. I kind of stopped it and paused. Y'all, it was all empty stuff that you get from like relationship books. Nothing felt personal.
No.
Nothing. And that's my biggest issue, is if they could have just talked instead of talking in hypotheticals, even when Lindsay talks about, you know, my love language is quality time, instead of saying that, say something like, all I want you to do is spend time with me. All I want you to do is let's go over to those chairs over there and spend like 2 hours. And if you use specifics, but there, everyone wants to talk in this like pseudo, we've all read way too many relationship books and we all like to talk in generalities, and that's not how someone, if that a relationship's going to be fixed. Yeah.
No.
Anyway, Danielle does say to Lindsay as her parting thing, he's going to always be a project for you. Continue to be, you're going to have to continue to fix him. Yeah, she's right. And she's right.
And that's going to be hard for Lindsay, period, with anyone, because that's Lindsay.
Right.
Anyway, what else happened with people? So I feel like that was most. What else?
Was mostly it.
I guess we could talk about Saturday. It really kind of is. It's really just Saturday happened. The party, and then
The stove got fixed, y'all.
Oh, thank God.
It took them 3 weeks to fix the fucking stove. Wow.
And then they kept the toaster ovens there, and that took up the counter space. I was confused.
Mm-hmm. So there's not a ton of stuff that happened. There was a little bit of Sierra does. They get into conversation with Sierra. We find a little more about her. But they ask her if she misses – Paige says she misses home. And Sierra's like, yeah, I just miss my cat. And from a misunderstanding, like, you miss your dad? They're like, no, I meant my cat, but barely talked to my dad. And then,
y'all,
a tale of daddy issues.
She was not invited to her father's wedding.
That's awful. That's awful.
Awful.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if your father, if you want to go and your father is disinvites you to his wedding and chooses his new wife over you, you've got a selfish father.
Yeah.
That's it. There's nothing else to say.
I agree with that. Because you can tell she could be somebody that has like super hard daddy issues, and instead she really has kind of worked on herself.
She just went to therapy. Yeah.
Going to therapy, and she doesn't have this like I'm a woke person about it. She's just more kind of like, it is what it is, and I've worked through it. And it's really, I mean, good for her.
I agree. I like her. I think she's a snooze for reality TV, unfortunately.
I agree with that.
The most interesting thing about her is her messy as fuck room.
I think in person she's probably fun to hang out with and wonderful, and you have great conversations.
I totally get it.
That's not like reality TV, y'all. I don't want to hang out with Lindsay in real life.
Right.
But she's great reality TV.
Oh, yeah. No, she'd be an absolute, like horror in your real life. Oh, so yes. Would Kyle. So would Kyle. Yeah. Ugh. And so, the only reason that Luke is on the show is because he's a fuckboy and causes drama by flirting with girls.
This is true.
Yeah.
So you talked about that. And then we get a little bit of Kyle and Hannah, they're kind of having this outside party. And they're all just trying to relax. Again, it's like, let's have fun. And they're just kind of talking. And Kyle's there. Everybody's there. And they're just talking. And Hannah's like basically says out of the blue, hey, how about we stop judging people for how hard they work?
No, it wasn't out of the blue.
I felt like it was so out of the blue.
No, he so said, aggressive. You didn't hear what he said before that.
What did he say?
He said, oh, no, I can't find it. Where is it?
Because it's Kyle that was talking. I missed it then.
He said, I know what it was. He's complaining. They complain about Sierra. I wrote, the rift is developing between the younger people and the older people in the house. And where was it? Here, that's my next page. I have to look through this.
Well, that's fine.
Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. He's already... he's already needling her by saying, don't turn the music up too loud, Hannah. And little things like that already.
You mean from earlier that night? Or was doing that at the party?
The next day, the party.
Oh, I missed that. Okay.
And then, then they're talking about, where is it?
Y'all, because Kyle and Danny were up one night at like 9 o'clock playing music loud, and Paige and Hannah kind of broke out about it. And Kyle was like, I'm just trying to have fun. I just really like to party. I like it's so hard.
It's the divide in the house. And and also Kyle thinks that they don't work because they don't have a 9-to-5 job. So he says, here it is. Sierra says, where is it? They're talking about the PowerPoint thing. And he says, well, as long as you don't play music or something like that. And then he says something before that. I wrote it down.
Riveting.
But I'm just trying to. You said something I didn't think was accurate. Because
no. I'm just making a joke.
And Hannah does say, "Why do you stop?" I think she was talking about maybe people were. She's like, people are partying that they go to bed so early, or something
and,
like
well,
that.
Well, and I think I guess what Hannah did too. It seemed like they were all kind of talking passive aggressive about stuff, and Hannah just went straight.
She
to
did.
What the
she went aggro. Yeah. And so they have a blow up. Amanda goes, "Oh," and Paige says, "The problem is Kyle and Hannah are this kind of the same. They're having the same argument, and they both want to be right.
And she also said this is true. They both want to be the center of attention.
Right."
And moreover than being right, Paige said this, and I think this is actually true. It's not that they want to be right. They want the other person to be so wrong.
Yeah, they feel shamed.
They prove the other person wrong, and it is a game that they're playing. Paige is a wise bitch.
She's my favorite on the show.
She's my favorite on the show. I love her so much.
Carl is back, you guys. At the end of the episode, he obviously he has to quarantine probably in his room. I don't know how long, maybe 72 hours, something like that.
No, like a week.
Really?
Well, depend on when they film the show because it's the CDC guidelines have been changing so much, because it was 2 weeks and it was like 4 days and it was like 10. Now I think now it's 10 days. So it just changes.
Yeah. Wow. So, basically, there's just like a little bit at the end of Hannah and Paige and saying, if my fiance was fighting with all of my friends, I would dump him. So there's still animosity between Kyle and Hannah, and that's probably going to continue.
Now, what I'm more excited about is they said on this season, we get a little bit of this episode, Hannah, we see that she's starting to talk to Dez.
Dez, yes.
Who she now is engaged.
This was some timeline stuff because basically Hannah said we'd really not talked or anything before I went in the house, and I don't know if that's true.
I don't think that's she said he kind of slid into her DM. I don't think that's true, but
people have been questioning the timeline.
Do you think they've been listening to us though? Because they said this is the mid-season finale, I think, because they say. On the rest of this season of Summer House, and it finally looked like shit's getting dramatic.
Let's hope so. So maybe it's
like
only
Carl's fighting with Luke. Luke's fighting.
Oh,
Kyle's
it's gonna get dramatic.
Luke. Like it looks bazonkers. Lindsay is fighting with Amanda.
Lindsay sleeps with Luke.
This, of course, she does. This looks fucking bonkers, and I hope it goes there. We need it.
I'm trying to think, was there anything else you had? This was kind of a, besides the PowerPoint thing, y'all.
Yeah.
That was basically it. Kyle got hit in the nuts.
Yeah. Who cares?
That's all of a sudden, it was a joke when you were at 10 years old, when you thought that was the funniest thing in the world.
That was it.
It's still really funny when someone gets hit in the nuts.
It is. It's like farting. It's still funny, y'all.
I think that's it.
That's it, y'all. That's the show. You can go to realitygazepodcast.com for all of the information on our other shows. You can also hit us up. Well, you can hit, I was going to say both of us on Cameo. I paused my Cameo for the week. It should be paused.
You can hit me up. I'm still on Cameo.
You need a Civil War letter.
You just still got that. I got to break out that wig again. I got to record one more before the day's over.
So y'all can hit us up there, and we appreciate so much. Go to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review until March 28th, and see if you can win a free year at the $8 tier of our Supercast content. Yes, and we don't have a sign off for this show, do we?
No.
Okay, everybody. Bye.
Go get yourself. Go fuck yourself.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttily, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.